What's up, fool? What's up, fool? What's up, fool? Podcast with Felipe Esparza and my wife, the manager at large, manager of the year.
Large March.
Nice.
Lisa Esparza, and our guest today is Roger Lopez, comedian from South Central, right?
West LA.
West LA. Rodrigo's not here yet, or he won't be here today, but if anybody was asking, he had a boy. His wife had a boy. He is a proud father of Tomas. He's 7 pounds, seven ounces of sativa. We could roll him up in a blanket and smoke his poop. So, yeah, he's out here. Rodrigo's in Riverside right now. Breast and a baby right now. Can't tell the difference. I think he started breastfeeding him already. He thought Rodrigo was a mom.
That's what happened to my my homie. Just had a kid, and then his son like tried to like suck his titties a few times because like my homie's like almost 200 pounds, but like my height, like you know, short.
What happened?
Nothing. I'm just gonna go get water. Go ahead.
What's up, fool? Oh man! Shout out to everybody affected by the manslaughter, the terrorist attacks.
Yeah, the whites. Yes, man.
My Lisa just left the room, but her brother's son, he had just left that bar in Dayton 15 minutes before everybody started shooting.
Wow. Lucky, man. Lucky. So lucky.
He just made it out there, man, just in time. Me, man, like, I could smell trouble, man. Like, nobody's going to walk in and shoot everybody on my watch. I know you're probably saying, oh, he's talking shit. No, man. I could tell when people are sad. If I see a sad motherfucker, I'll give him a hug. And I'm not giving him a hug just because I care about him. I'm feeling for rifles. I'm feeling up his body. Man, that's so tragic. You know, I feel bad for everybody. I feel bad for that shooter's mom, what she has to go through. You know, she probably can't even talk to her neighbors right now.
I know. So
the first thing they're going to come, man, what's up with your crazy ass son? Where'd you go wrong, bitch?
Where'd you go wrong?
Because, you know, everybody blames the kids. I always blame the parents, man. You should know what the fuck your son is doing. Like, you should know what he's up to, man. You should be talking to him. Like, I remember I hit a porno, and my mom found it a mile away, bro.
A mile away?
She said, ¿te gustan las negras?
How she knows yours?
Because, man, I don't know. She followed me probably, dog.
She probably, she's all used to
Yeah, so shit. Lisa's brother's son left 15 minutes before it happened, right?
Yeah, my nephew, yeah.
Your nephew.
Wow.
Yeah, he left. I used to work at a bar right across the street from there. I looked outside and I saw the Ned Pepper's property. It wasn't Ned Pepper's then.
But that's by that comedy club, right? Wiley's?
Yeah, Wiley's is like half a block down the street from there.
Isn't there like
it's the last place on the corner.
Like a soda shop in a county where you can buy burgers? I don't know if it's still open, though.
I don't know. There's so many businesses that change over there. But I worked at a bar called the Trolley Stop that was there since the 40s, I think, 30s. Had a tin roof or tin ceiling inside. But that was my first bar, and right across the street was that area. But it was all usually college kids who went over there, you know, to go to those bars. It's just like a two-block street with all sorts of bars and, like, little shops and stuff.
Dang, you chose a good area.
Yeah.
It was packed.
Packed.
It's a small, it's a little condensed little place. I can't imagine all that chaos going on there because it had cobblestone streets too.
Damn.
Like it was still a small old, when they used to have trolleys.
I'm eating cracker, people. When we got here, there was spread out there like a spread eagle. No. There was one of those, man, there was cheeses, prosciutto, nuts, grapes, stuffed peppers. Oh, man, I don't know what it's doing out there, man. It should be in here. You like eating that kind of stuff? Oh, we have Roger here.
Hey, that's
Roger from West LA, man.
Hell yeah.
What's up, fool, man? I've been working hard, man. I've been busy. I finished taping that show, Gentified. It'll be out in September sometime or next month. I don't know, October. But look out for it in the fall. I play Crazy Dave. Also, I'm also shooting a show on Adult Swim. I can't really talk about it, but I got Luis Guzman on it.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, man. It's fun, man. Like, I don't know, people are like, I used to worry that look at a fat Indian chief. I used to worry about the lines, you know, like memorizing lines for roles. Mm-hmm. But now that I realized it, man, I don't gotta memorize nothing. I just gotta have a good movie to watch while I take a break. Like, I sit there for like 3 hours, 4 hours, waiting for my scene to be filmed. So in the 3 hours, I memorize my lines.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't do nothing, bro. Sometimes I get there at 8 in the morning, and then I start working till 3, and I leave at 8 p.m., bro.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up being on set sometimes, man. They have you wait in the green room or the waiting room for like hours.
Yeah, they had him come early yesterday. He was supposed to have a 3 o'clock call time, and then they were like 9 o'clock. Hey, can you come as soon as possible? So we get there as soon as possible, and he waits until 3:30.
God. I don't care, man. I'd rather sit there and wait than be locked up and waiting to get nothing.
I know. Yeah, that's true. I love waiting because I get paid, so we're getting paid.
You been on stuff?
Yeah, I was on HBO's Westworld season 2. I was an Indian teenager.
I think I saw you, bro.
You think so?
Oh, you were on Westworld on HBO?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You were acting or extra?
No, just an extra.
Are you part of that family that he keeps revisiting? The native Mexican family? And then Clifton... Is it Clifton Collins Jr.?
Yeah.
He's in it too, right? Are you part of his family?
Did you meet that Native American guy?
He was on set.
What's his name?
I don't know his name, bro.
He was in Fargo.
Was he in Fargo? That's cool. Yeah. I was talking to this one dude named Little Bear on set the whole 2 days. He was like 69, but he looked barely 50.
Wow. How long did you work on Westworld?
Only 2 days, you know, up in the mountains in Piru.
Is that where they shot it?
Cold as fuck. It was
where Piru is.
36 degrees out up in the mountains, and then they were like, bro, here, put like, just take off all your clothes, just this other shit.
You're by Magic Mountain, huh?
Yeah, not too far away.
That's where they shot that?
Yeah, that's Piru. When you shot Piru, mm-hmm. Okay, there's a highway, right? That's the 126. Then there's another mountain. In that area, there's another studio there, and they shoot every cheap Vietnam movie there. Like, when I was working there, I worked on a show called it's an old show on HBO called Vietnam War Stories. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it was ever on. It was the early 80s. And they also shot that other show from CBS that was a Vietnam show. And the other show where there were nurses or doctors.
China Beach.
China Beach was shot there.
Damn. I think it's a little before my time, man. Never heard of
the show. But like, it was when you were one.
Probably. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think it was like 90. When I was finishing high school, 90.
Yeah,
I think,
man. 89. But they were all shows, you know.
Yeah, all out there. It was cold as fuck,
They shot MASH there.
Oh, I know MASH, man.
No, they didn't shoot it there.
But
they shot another A-Team there.
The A-Team?
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. They have guns. That's the one thing about growing up, man. Everybody had a gun. Like the A-Team, like B.A. Baracus, Mr. T, that fool had a platinum AK-47 that never shot no one.
Yeah. Right?
I don't even know. He'll be like, brrr, and everybody blowing up. And every time he punched somebody, like, they were falling out the sky. Martin Rizzo just showed up, man.
Martini.
I'm sorry about that, dude.
Use his own lift to get here.
He called lift from his car.
Dude, how's it going, guys?
What's up, fool? How's this guy older than you, bro? Younger than you?
Why? Is it because of the looks or?
No, age.
Oh, yeah. You're like, what, 22?
25. Yeah,
25. Okay, cool.
You're 37 now?
No, 31. Nah, 37. That's fucked up, fool. That's fucked up, fool. 37's fucked up, fool.
Yeah, he barely looked like my age, too, bro. Was like,
he's a year younger than Philip.
Oh, man.
He looks just like Philip.
Oh, yeah, he does look, yeah. How long did you guys start ago?
How long did we start ago? 10 minutes, I think. Okay,
We're talking about he was in Westworld.
Oh, you're in Westworld?
Yeah, season 2. I was in the episode 8.
You ride a horse?
Nah, I didn't. But you know what's fucked up, bro? They had, like, the only white person on set had blue eyes. And they gave him like a fake wig, and he was in charge of the horses. I was like, we couldn't get another native to get that job.
I know, right?
Like, there was around like at least like 20, 30, 40 natives.
Was the actual trainer, though, for the horses?
He didn't look. Nah, there was this other white
guy. Was that guy an actor?
He was an actor. Yeah, he was an actor in it. But like, I'm like, that's kind of weird. They couldn't find another Native American. There's like a bunch of us here.
Should have asked them, bro. What's up, HBO?
Wait, Westworld's based off the movie Westworld, right? From like a long time ago?
Kind of.
Yeah, and Westworld is based off Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same writer. The original Westworld movie, mm-hmm.
It's the same premise.
It's the same premise for Jurassic Park. Yeah. Same idea. Like, if you watch the Westworld, the original, and then watch Jurassic Park, you see the similarities.
Like, what? The original
Michael
one?
Crichton, right? Huh? Michael something?
Michael Crichton.
Crichton.
The original Crichton. One is like the robots go crazy, right?
Yeah. They go off. Well, yeah, it's more that they misfire. They go haywire.
Haywire,
right?
Yeah.
But in this one, in the HBO series, they're actually learning.
Oh, they're so like artificial intelligence.
Yeah, so it's a little more like Logan. No, not Logan's Run. It's more like what's the movie with Rutger Hauer and?
Oh, Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. Oh,
it's more like that where they become sentient.
Rest in peace to Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, right. Rest in peace, Rutger Hauer.
He has the best scene in Blade Runner when he's dying, when he finally realizing that he's not gonna die. Because these cyborgs were made to live for like a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So he has his self-realization that he's going to die. So he's trying to find the person that made him to give him more life.
Yeah.
But he runs out of time. And then like he has the last conversation as a
droid.
As a droid to a human being. So this is the first time he stops being, he realizes he's human.
Yeah.
But he's also dying. So he had the conversation before he killed. He doesn't want him to die. He makes him sit there, and then Rutger Hauer brags about what he's seen in his life.
Yeah.
And then the end line was, all these memories will soon be lost, like a fart in the wind.
Wait, that's that.
No, he don't say fart in the wind. He says something now, but.
I think he does say something like that. No, he says.
Like tears in the wind.
Teardrop in the ocean or something like that.
A teardrop in the ocean.
The farts in the wind.
And then the dove sits on his lap because realizing he's human, not a robot.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Damn.
Heartbreaking.
Damn.
Part two, bro, is whack.
That movie?
Yeah, you find out that Edward James Olmos is in it, bro.
He's a robot?
No, he's a hunter. He's like a
hunter too, but
he hunts down the ones robots? Who go rogue. Dude, he had the robots who go rogue.
What year is this, man?
And Edward James Olmos had a flying his spaceship look like a flying lowrider, bro.
Dude, that's how they do it. Like every time space
He there is no other Latino reference. No. I think that's just you thinking, oh, that looks like a lowrider.
No.
Edward James Olmos leaves origami next to you, that means you're dead.
Oh, yeah? Oh, it's calling card.
Yeah, that's fucking dope.
I think I seen that. I remember we saw that part with it looks like a lowrider because we were talking about every time you see a Latino in space.
Yeah.
Remember Jimmy Smith in Star Wars? His car is all like decked out, his space car?
Is it?
Yeah.
It had a boot on it, bro.
It's got parking tickets.
In the beginning of the scene, a stormtrooper are putting a boot on it.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? Yes, man. Somebody asked a question here that you're...
My herpes.
Oh, Martin's herpes is older than he is.
They should, bro.
Oh, man. This weekend I was chilling, right? And this actor hits me up. Rudy Youngblood. You know who that is?
Nah.
Your father, bro. Yeah. He's the main actor from Apocalypto.
Oh,
Jaguar
yeah.
Paw.
Jaguar Paw. Ishi Asha. Hushahaya. Yeah, dude. So.
That guy was cool,
bro, I look exactly like that fool when I come out the pool. I just like, all my hair is like down. People have told me, bro, you look like you're out of Apocalypto. I'm like, thank you.
You get hired for a birthday party.
Look at this guy, bro. We just finished saying Edward James Olmos, and he spelled it Edgar James Olmos.
Edgar Allan Poe Olmos, bro.
That's your listeners.
Hey, man.
That's the same guy who saw Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Chinatown.
Brad Pitt. <That's> That guy was cool, Rudy Youngblood. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was a great movie, bro. Apocalypto.
That fool hit me up. He goes, hey, man, I grew up in Belton, Texas by Killeen. And I saw you performing there. I was like, what the fuck? So I hit him up. We talked on the phone like for an hour.
I thought that was like your brother or somebody because you were talking for a long time.
For a long time, bro. I caught him right now, though. And he ended up going to the show, dude.
Yeah. Two shows, dude.
We went to Comic-Con, fool, got it for free.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, dude, I was telling Felipe, there's a lot of people that, like, only did, like, one movie, and they milk it, and they have, like, their booths. Yeah. And I was, dude, this guy got recognized so, like, so much more than, like, the guy
from, made
my
own booth.
Dude, yeah, the guy from Terminator.
The kid, the redheaded kid.
You got recognized so much, although we had trouble selling tickets over it.
They didn't know where the club was.
They
never heard of
it. Hear about it.
You could have made, like, another $2,000 during the day and then your other comedy money. But it's crazy because, like, you got more recognized than, like, the other people because, like, what's it called? People are, like, taking pictures of you. People don't even know who you were. They're like, oh, shit, who's that guy, you know?
I just want to get in on it.
Yeah.
when we got to Comic-Con in Killeen, there was a black man and his family leaving, and they gave us that man gave us his 3-day pass.
That was so cool, man.
So I gave that full $20. Like he gave us pretty much $150.
Yeah,
and we gave him $20.
Probably more than dude.
That's the best, bro. I love getting into events like that.
And then the way out, I saw this old lady grandma with a little white kid, and I gave it to her.
Yeah. Hey, passing
she
it
was
on.
All happy, bro. She didn't give me no money.
It's a guest money.
Bro, we were in there. We saw fucking Damien. Shout out to Damien Chapa from Blood In, Blood Out and Street Fighter. Miklo was there.
What?
He was cool, huh?
He's cool. He still looks the same as he did, you know?
He looks the same, man.
Yeah. But he was all was happy 20 to years see you. Huh?
He was happy, man. He was still laughing at the colonel. He goes, you got hit in the butt on that one.
He was tripping out that he saw you there. He's like, what the?
Funny.
Oh, we also saw that black actor from WKRP in Cincinnati, Tim Reed. Nobody Tim knows. Reed.
Oh, also, Tim Reed.
Well, he was also these people might know, sister.
And also,
he was the dad.
Also, the sister from
the Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
Hillary.
Hillary was there,
and the mom, the second mom,
the first mom or the second mom,
the second mom,
oh, the second mom, the light skin,
light skin mom. Yeah, they're $25 because I was trying to like film from far away. Like, you can't take pictures because you got to pay. $25. That's how they make their money. And then Kevin Sorbo was there.
Sold out.
What was the most expensive photo to take?
I think
Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo. Well, or how much was his?
$30, I think. Bam Margera was there too, but he missed his flight because on TMZ, like the same day, I saw that he got
arrested.
He got arrested. He went crazy off at what's it called at the airport. Yeah, so I don't think he made the.
He didn't make it.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Damn, Bam Margera is too fucking old to be getting jackass crazy.
Yeah.
Like 45, 50.
Yeah.
Three Power Rangers were there.
Three Power Rangers, yeah.
The girl.
The original Black Ranger.
And the Pink Ranger. And the blue one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tight.
They were not in their uniform the whole show, right? I never watched that show. But so I was going to say, how do you recognize
them? They were like teenagers.
With the attitude.
Then at lunchtime, they fight crime.
Yeah.
Like after, in the middle of school or something?
Yeah,
like
they
the
never.
School day?
Yeah, they skipped a lot of class.
I never saw one episode, but I've seen a lot of fights.
Yeah.
Like fight clips. I've never seen one. I have no idea how it's structured.
Is it just me, or did the Blue Ranger do a lot of meth?
One of them was an addict, right?
Yeah.
Chicago Parker, the show is not always Bird and Bill, so you could go fuck yourself. Anyway, so. No, the White Ranger, George Perez, when he was locked up in prison, he was locked up with him, bro.
Really?
That fool, the White Ranger, went on a boat and pretended he was going to buy a boat for somebody and killed the guy and threw him off the boat.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah. He thought he had real powers, it was on
CS, those profile ones.
Oh, like
SUV?
CVU. Not Forensic Files.
Yeah, it was on Forensic Files. Yeah.
Whoa.
He was a Power Ranger. No problem, Chicago Parker. Bird Show is every Monday. No, Bird Show is the cooking show, and Bill Burr is every Monday. Don't forget. All right, fool. Have a good day. What's up, fool? What's up, bro? What you started doing comedy at?
I started doing it at the Comedy Store, my first spot, 4 years ago.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was like 20, like 2 weeks from turning 21. And I had a fake ID I was using for like 19 or 20. It was my homie who looked like me, but, you know, he was like 20.
Who, Larry Omaha? You know who that is?
Yeah, I listened to the podcast yesterday, like all the way here. Yeah.
Did you get into clubs with that ID?
Yeah, I would. I saw Schoolboy Q, my first rap at a concert at 19. It was like a free concert. And then Man of the Year just came out. And yeah. It was cool, man. There was like a lot of fine ass Asian chicks, but I was like a little bitch back then. You know, I was with my girlfriend.
Where at?
It was at Los Globos.
Oh,
I remember that.
Yeah. Actually,
by Silver Lake.
Yeah, it's still over there. It's cool.
That's been a borderline hipster place for a long time, right? Like it's like La Cita, where it has its paisa crowd, and then it has a hipster white crowd and a hipster Latino crowd too, right? Like
in the front,
Los Globos is the same way, right?
Yeah, it's like right by.
There's some that are just Spanish night.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt that. everybody that went to the Globos were parked where I live in Echo Park. Even though it's far away, though, right?
Yeah.
That's far. That's too far.
That's too far. No. Low key, I would park in the hills right to the left of Los Globos.
You're thinking of Bahia.
Bahia.
Club Bahia.
Club Bahia, bro.
That's where mom got grinded on every
Your mom?
Saturday. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, man.
She said, I'm trying to find you a daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Club Bahia.
Well, so I met you when you were 21?
21, yeah. No, 1999. What the fuck? No, 2009. So 21, yeah.
And then you went on the road in 2010, huh?
Yeah, with you, yeah.
What'd your mom say?
I remember I told you that, like, my mom was tripping out at first. She's like, what are you doing with this older guy? Like, what are you guys doing? Are you guys going to go to hotels together?
She thought he was taking advantage of you?
Yeah, I'm going to button Rizzo's buttons.
She didn't know?
She didn't know. And then after that, when she saw the paychecks, like, all right, who cares?
That's funny, though. Like, when he came over to the house that first time, that's when you had a... You were doing a dab, right?
I never seen those machines.
No, like,
you had a whip on the...
It was the fucking Latina heats up and you smoke...
Vaporizer whip, like the hose. Yeah. And so Martin walks in and he immediately grabbed the hose and went like this.
I'm going to shoot up heroin,
bro. To kind of creep Martin out.
Did he say, like, are you ready to go on the road?
Said, are you ready to go on the road?
I was scared, dude.
I need needles, bro, every week.
And then Martin was just like, and then he said, I'm just fucking
with you. Like, oh. What's funny, I'll sound for a little bit, that one of his homies that he grew up with,
Rafa,
he worked at my high school.
Rafa Moran.
He worked at my high school. I remember he was the guy that was in charge of the boys' locker room. So I remember, like, every time I'd walk in there, we always talk, me and my friends, and we would talk about porno, and he would tell, like, he was like, he must have been like 30 something, and then, like, we're teenagers and we talked about porno, you know, like yeah, man.
Talked about porno with him, with the girl.
Yeah, because we talked about girls.
Inappropriate.
I know. And then after that, I remember, like, when we took a picture, the 4th of July picture with you guys, and then Rafa's like, hey, that's Martin, man. I know that guy. Like, oh, small world, dude.
You need to break into a locker.
Yeah, they broke into my locker, so I thought we had to use the loner shorts and the loner uniform. So that's what I became good friends with Rafa Moran, yeah.
That's funny. Rafa's the musician, right?
Yeah.
He's in the cover band or whatever. That's funny.
That small world. That was crazy, dude.
So you might thought that you were going out with a pervert and shit?
Yeah, man. ¿Qué está pasando? No, mijo. I remember she was scared, dude.
Yeah, my mom felt the same way when I was going to, like, Rosarito. I worked at a dry cleaner's, and then the owner was a 64-year-old gay white dude. And his friend was, like, I would just drive him down to Rosarito. He'd go fuck, like, for, like, $100. He'd fuck, like...
Well, you drive him down to Rosarito?
Yeah, he'd pay me, like, $350, and then translate. He'd pay all the, like, the food, all that shit.
He owned the dry cleaning that you worked at?
Yeah.
And then this was a side job he hired you for, drive him down there.
On the weekends, yeah. But, like, my mom was like, you should watch out. Because, like, once we got to Rosarito...
What do you do over there?
I was just kicking it, but he was fucking, like, 18-year-olds and shit, like, 64.
Boys?
Yeah.
For money?
Yeah, he would pay him like $180, and then, like, in Mexico, that's like $1,000.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So my mom was just like, "Be careful, man. You don't know what's up." I'm like, "Nah, I'll be all right."
He didn't ever hit on you.
Oh man, he offered me like 3 months working at the dry cleaners. Wait. So let me see. So we go to Rosarito. We get to the hotel. We get to, like, the check-in, and then he looks at me. He's like, "One or two bedrooms." I'm like,
"Whoa!"
Yeah, like, he literally asked me, and I'm like, "What the fuck do you mean? What, like, two? Of course, right?"
So you slept next to him?
No.
I'm like, two bedrooms, right? Oh, and then he's like, reluctantly, "All right." But then he starts talking, like, in a low voice to, like, the receptionist. And then when we go upstairs, like, you know, we get, like, he's like balling. So we get, like, the top floor is beautiful up there. As soon as we open the door to the hotel, it's like one room.
Oh.
And then I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck?" He's like, "What, bro? You know what? The other coworkers, you know, they slept with me in the bed before." I'm like,
"In the same bed? What the
heck?" And I'm like, "That's cool, bro. That's them. They've known you 5 years, bro. I've known you barely 3 months now."
Yeah, maybe 5 years.
And then I was like, "Bro, sorry, man. I'm going to sleep outside on the couch." And he's like, "Really?" He got super upset.
Damn.
And then I was like, "You know what? If anything, I'll sleep on the balcony." It was the overlooking Rosarito Beach. Yeah. I was like, "I'll sleep out here. It's beautiful." And he's like, "Are you serious? You're not going to sleep with me in the same bed?" I'm like, "No, what the fuck is it? What are you thinking?"
You're a tough cookie, bro.
And then down,
I would have broken that. No.
then he went down. He got, like, two bedrooms, and I was like, "All right, this is cool." And then down the line, when I was at the dry cleaners, like, I would go upstairs to the office, and then he'd be like, "Yo, Roger, like,
These shirts are stiff, huh?
Starch
on these, eh? Bro, look at the stain in underwear. Eh? I wonder how he got there.
I think Chicle.
He was like, yo, man, I'll give you 10 G's to suck my dick. I was like, what? Nah.
You should have told him about, I'm going to give you 5 of that. You suck mine.
No, that's the thing, though, bro. The
you want to suck? You want you to suck it to 10,000?
Yeah.
But you know what's funny, man? Is like, when I hear this story, like, what made him think that you would go for it? Like,
I don't know, bro.
He's just trying.
Were you eating salt sandwiches in front of him, bro?
I feel like this is his game, bro.
How are you eating bananas in front of him, bro?
Nah, I think this is his game, bro. He would only hire, like, straight... Man,
homeless looking guys.
He was like, I can fix him up. And then he hired us. Like, there was no females basically working at the drag cleaners. Only like 2 older, like, Latina ladies.
Damn.
And then the deal changed,
though.
Tiger
paw.
And like 3 months later,
when he said, like, here's $10,000, I want you to suck my dick. Did you laugh and say, hell no?
I was like, yeah, fuck no, bro. He always said everything, bro, like, in a joking way, but like, he was serious.
That's how dudes do it, though.
I would have said, put the $10,000 in my hand, and I would have went down, put his pants down, and then punched the shit out of him, bro.
Yeah.
Get your own ride home. Nicholas from Rosarito.
When I was in Killeen, Texas, a neighbor of mine named Güero, they call him Güero, he had a brother named Chewy. And they used to live next to this guy named Pete. And that's the guy that seemed like you, bro, like, except I didn't work for him. I showed up to his house, chilling and shit. And he knew everybody. And that fool started, he put his hand inside my shirt, bro, all creepy style.
What?
Like,
how much older was he than you?
Well, the old man, bro, probably 55.
Fuck, yeah,
I was like,
bro.
15, that's 12, I don't know. But he rubbed my stomach. And then he took out, like, some money. He goes... And I'm looking at the money, and she starts to distract my ass.
Yeah.
And he goes, we could do it under the table, like, you know, like, talking like business-wise, nobody has to know. Then I said, I'm good. And I put his hand away, and I went outside.
How were you?
So I told that to my neighbor, that guy ran into a Killeen. He never tried to molest you? He goes, you're probably not with his type, because you were too close. So
bro,
we got older, bro. My friend was Native American, and they drank every day. And then, my friend Ruben Cachun, he was sitting down, and then he woke up, and that guy was rubbing him, bro, like rubbing his groin.
What the fuck?
And he woke up, like, what the fuck? And then, all of a sudden, everybody that remembers him from doing that remembered, oh, he was looking at my cousin. And I said, well, this fool trying to give me $5 for trying to touch my
fully
stomach.
And then,
we beat the fuck out of him, bro. Like, beat the fuck out of him and fucking tossed that fool through the window, bro.
Did he die? And then
start waking up his sons and beating their asses.
Oh, you beat up his sons?
Yeah.
Why'd you beat them up?
The shit rolled down.
They were older than us, too. And for being older men, not protecting us.
Yeah.
Do you think he molested them, too?
Probably, I don't know. He probably molested all his friends or just chose the loniest ones.
Yeah.
I was
always like the outsider. Like,
you got to choose the kids with no parents. Yeah. Problems with their parents.
And I was never part of a crew, so they were never. I never had a protection. Hey, don't go with him.
Right.
I was always walking by myself.
Yeah, damn, dude.
It reminds me. We saw a nasty ass video, man. Me and Martin Rizzo.
Wait, what? Which one?
It was like a hardcore video, man.
What are you talking about?
There was a fool sleeping, and then his enemy showed up. Like they're known enemies, and he started punching. He fucking punched that fool in his sleep, bro. Like. Punched the fuck out of him in his sleep.
And then gave him
another one. And they started punching the fuck out of his stomach, bro, all in his sleep.
Yeah, I remember that one.
He didn't wake up?
He woke up crying. Come on, G. I was sleeping. Anybody does that shit to me, bro, they better move out of town because I'm going to kill him, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you waking up, even just Felipe. Like you're ready to punch somebody right away.
Man, I remember when I used to work at the movie theaters, there was this one guy, his name was Ernesto.
And you know his name.
Ernesto. Yeah, I remember that was when I first got hired. I was like 18. I remember this guy, it was my first job after high school, and this guy was very like weird, man. This guy, what's it called? He got fired for sexual harassment. But I think this guy was confused. He didn't know which one he liked because I remember one time we were cleaning movie theaters by ourselves. And one time he fucking cornered me. He cornered me. He was bigger than me. He cornered me and he was like, he had like an accent. He was trying to like touch my, trying to touch my dick, you know? He's like, yeah. He's like, Martin. He's like that. And after that, he's like, look at my dick. And like, I see through his pants, like his things get like, going up like this. And I fucking socked him up. I socked him up. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I'm sorry.
You sucked his dick or him?
I punched him. I sucked him up. I punched him a couple of times. Then after, like, don't you fucking ever do that again, Ernesto.
He cornered you at work? He cornered me at work.
Because we're cleaning the movie theaters by ourselves. And after when I punched them up, he never talked to me like that again. And then after a month later, I heard that he got fired for when a girl bent over to pick up some ice, he grabbed her ass. So I guess he just didn't know what he liked, you know? He was just horny.
He just liked everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody who give him attention.
Yeah, Ernesto, yuck. Man. Alhambra.
I don't know.
Alhambra.
I don't know how those paisas are going to continue working like that with the Me Too movement. So they play a lot of grab ass.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of grab ass. That's borderline gay. I mean, that guy was definitely sexual assault.
It was right sexual there. Assault. Yeah, yeah, I remember. I had my broom in my what's called the little what's it called
dustpan.
Yeah, well, they call him butler. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the one that sits on the ground.
So let's get the this is a Mary Poppins. You look like Mary Poppins, homie.
Dude, paisas, man. I remember when I'd be like in Koreatown hanging out when Flaco used to live there. I remember I'd see like little paisas driving like shitty cars. And they would, like, pick up, like, the tall, the tall hookers, you know, that were guys but dressed like girls. And, like, they would just go in there and they'd be like, they know that it's a guy, you know? And they would drive off.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
over
Damn,
there knows.
It's like Eddie Murphy, bro, picked up that transgender over at Highland in Santa
He'll
Monica.
Help her, bro.
But little bison, they don't care. They're just horny, you know? They just want to.
When I used to work at Dodger Stadium, I was, like, 16, 17 years old. And I'll get off at midnight, 11:30, and catch the bus. Probably on Broadway, bro.
Yeah.
By myself.
Wait, Broadway
and
what?
Broadway, and just Broadway across the street from by Carl's Jr. You know,
that ghetto ass fucking. Yeah. Oh, fuck that Carl's Jr., dude.
That place been dirty since I was little, dude.
That's where Sid Lewis was invented, bro.
Never clean it, bro.
Carl's Jr., right?
Yeah, no, exactly.
So I was by Carl's Jr., and right there, there used to be a Mexican restaurant. And I was eating there, and then some fool showed up. He asked me for a bite. He asked me for a bite, bro. I just cut a little piece and put it in his hat here, motherfucker. Yeah. And then I said, you know what, fuck, I'm going to stop hanging out with these at this area, right? Too many losers here asking for money.
And burger bites.
People are smoking crack behind me. So fuck it. I made a big mistake. I went to go catch the bus on 1st and Broadway. It is fucking dark.
Bro,
I was like 16 years old, right? I'm waiting there. A van pulled up. A van, and it was like some guy who looked like the lead singer of Bukis, bro.
Oh, shit.
like Ice Cube, if he was Mexican, right? And he goes, hey, can you ride there? Like, you want to ride? He opened his door and everything, dog.
How did it look in there?
Hell, money, dirty, bro. Oh.
Dirty.
Nah,
like, he has a bed in a so van, bro, cool. Ready to just...
Tear up your little
fuck fools and then throw them in Elysian Park. But I said, nah, man, I'm good.
Yeah, we'll wait for this fucking bus. Fuck you, right, you know.
So after a while, but I was stupid. Like I could have, I could have just taken the bus to. Well, I didn't know, you know. I could have taken the bus to different routes.
Yeah,
but that's where the bus dropped me off, and I would catch that shit when it showed up at 11:15.
Yeah,
but it was dirty, dude. I can't believe how many men wanted to give me a ride.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's surprising how much stuff you guys have come in contact with.
I've gotten hit by a lot of guys in my life.
Because, I mean, it always happens to girls. Like, you have a gross-out story, like, every year of your life.
Gross-out aunt trying to molest
you? No, I'm talking about guys. No, I'm talking about guys. But, like, some guys are so surprised that guys act like this. But I feel like a lot of guys go through this at some point in their teenage years, you know.
Yeah. Even today, to this day, man.
Yeah, but you're still for real. Young, yeah.
Oh, man.
For that, shout out to Winter Snake. And no guy touched my crotch on the green line in the train. Bro, when I was sitting down one time on the bus, there was this fucking old ass white man. Like, he must have been old, bro. That fool reached over and grabbed my leg, dog. And I'm like, okay, he's trying to stay balanced, you know. Yeah. I just took it as that, right? But when he started sucking my dick, bro, I was trying to find a newspaper to hide his old ass. No, but he went.
Maybe he just wants some protein.
Then he, but then his hand started sliding, and I said, man, this. But then I told my son, if he touches my dick, I'm going to throw him out the window. You know, as soon as the bus stops, as soon as that door's open, he's flying out of here. But why should I wait that long?
Yeah.
You know, I should just say, hey, stop it, you pervert.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's crazy. And then what happened?
I think you're giving him the benefit of the doubt because he might be balancing himself or something. You don't want to misread that signal. There was a guy on the – there are gross guys on the bus and the trains and stuff, man. Because I used to take – when I was in jury duty for that long-ass month that one time, it took forever, I would take the bus home to Echo Park from downtown. And there was this guy who rode the bus at that same time, and he would look at women's legs and feet. So if you had, open-toed shoes on or your legs exposed in a skirt or something, he would look. And
enough about Russell Peters.
And he'd start moving his legs, squeezing his legs together.
Damn, that's a whole new level. Damn.
Yeah, he would do that, and I was so grossed out once I realized what he was doing, and I would try to get the next bus after him. Because I knew he always got like the 315 or whatever.
So then we're going to have a good time. We're going to be wearing like brand new Levi's, bro.
Yeah.
Corduroy. If you're a man and then you get a hard upper, you start squeezing your balls. That takes a lot of work, bro.
Yeah. You have like thunder thighs.
But there's a lot of pervs, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Especially the library when you're like crossing people.
Wait, what?
What?
Specific.
Crossing people.
I remember Paul Rodriguez, when he went out with, he told me that he went over to a comedian's house. And then like an old veteran comedian, but they were the same age. And they were smoking weed. And then he goes, hey, Paul, I like you. Oh, that's cool, I like you too, man. It's cool. You invited me over, smoke weed. And
oh, we're talking about.
No.
I know who you're talking about.
I really, really like you. Then that fool left. And that fool's still around, dog.
Yeah, he's was it
Barry Sobel?
Yeah,
I think Barry took his dick out when I gave him a ride home. I'm not sure, but that motherfucker is crazy. I blocked him after that. I was like, get the fuck out of my car.
One time he invited Martin Rizzo and Johnny Rogan showed up, and he was mad, bro.
Johnny Rogan showed up.
Oh my god.
Are we going to censor the name?
I don't know.
Roger don't give a fuck.
Right? I don't give a fuck. Fuck that motherfucker.
I don't think it's going to affect his career.
He was like, bro, let's go on the road. I'm like, and then I was like, yeah, I'm down.
Where's
then
when he digs that?
No, nowhere, bro. Nowhere. He asked me, like, yo,
how did it look
he gave
like?
You a sticker.
I bet it was veiny, huh? Does it look?
I don't know, bro. He had a lot. I don't want to talk about it, man. Shit was weird as fuck.
You gave him a ride home.
I gave him a ride home. Yeah, we hit like an open mic. We went to the valley to Petey's place. It was cool as show / open mic.
Yeah,
and then we went to go eat. And then after that,
what signals were you giving him for him to punt?
Nothing, bro.
Why do you think he's giving signals? I
was super nice. I'm like, bro,
flicking your
the problem
hair?
Is on the other side. Not bro,
maybe that's me. No.
I
You're
know,
too
I
intimidating. He went for Felipe Light.
Felipe Light.
Not as scary.
Bro, we were just chilling. We were smoking weed, after we ate. It was like, I gave him a ride home. We were going up Laurel, and then, he was just being super weird, bro.
Oh, he's always weird.
He's super weird. Nah, yeah.
He's like Roger Rabbit if he came to life. Like, if he became human,
That's interesting. Because he's kind of had this bigger-than-life character.
Yeah.
Most of his career.
Super zany. Yeah. And then he just... When you're driving on Mulholland Drive?
No, on a Laurel.
That's
like
dangerous.
Going Laurel.
That's a lot of turns on that street.
Yeah, it was weird, bro. He was, like, putting his phone down by his crotch area. He was like, yo, try to look at this. I'm like, bro, I'm driving. And then, I don't want to say nothing
else,
bro.
The old look at this.
Yeah, this is fucking disgusting.
Oh shit!
Fuck, that shit was nasty.
Oh fuck, dude, that's funny,
bro. This is like almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, like a year and a half ago, bro.
It was weird because like
that's when you were fucking with him a lot,
Martin.
Bro.
I remember
Martin's jealous
because Martin was doing that skateboarding thing with him at the height.
Yeah,
2 years.
Yeah.
And then I thought he was cool because you had been fucking with him. Like I saw him on your Instagram.
Martin didn't warn anybody. I don't think he's done anything.
I heard stories, but he's never done anything. Like that. So I'm not sure because I was like, people are probably just lying. But then I heard other stories like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah
bro. Yeah. And then when I stopped fucking with him, he started fucking with this other dude that was from India. He kind of looked like me too. I was like, I felt bad for the dude.
Tyra Burra's
new haircut or hairstyle.
It's all blonde now, right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's what happened, bro. You got to sleep your way through Hollywood.
In the 80s, but not anymore.
What show do you like watching?
I was watching Los Spookies.
Me too!
Bro, that shit's badass.
Hilarious, huh?
It's really good.
I saw it today, yeah.
Bro, did you see El Panchito?
I saw the first episode.
Did you see Panchito? Oh, there's a guy named Panchito, bro. It's when they get hired again to do another show. But then the little fool Panchito hires them for to be a scary house. But when he's there, he's just being a pervert, bro, watching them.
Yeah, he wants them all dressed up like monsters. And then they show up and they're like, oh, wait. You're just a pervert. Okay.
Yeah. Like this isn't a real job. Pervert.
Yeah.
But it's funny because that girl is still wearing a beret, though.
On top of her monster outfit.
She's funny.
She's the bro. No,
is
she's
it the awkward?
Yeah, girl? The one who has all the odd jobs.
The one that when she's done getting possessed, she's like, okay, ya se me fue el diablo.
She jumps into any job, bro. Yeah. Later on, she buys a bunch of sports drinks.
She also tries out people's shoes, new shoes. Oh, she'll break them in.
That shit was funny.
That's funny, man.
Bro, she was like flipping the fan. Like, I was like, what the fuck? What year is this?
Yeah.
That's it's a funny joke.
Is that set in Mexico? Or
we
is
don't,
that set
nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Because, like, the valet guys, they speak English.
Right.
He's in LA.
Right. He's in LA.
He's in LA.
But, and I think they're in Mexico, but because they have an ambassador.
It could probably be maybe the border of TJ.
Yeah, it might be. But they never specify.
It's funny how Fred Armis, his character, all his life, he just wanted to be a valet.
Yeah. He loves
parking hilarious.
Yeah. Even when he was a little kid, he was parking those Hot Wheels.
I know he was. Wearing the valet outfit, too.
Yeah. And then when him and his friends, he would drive girls around just to park their car.
Yeah, just to show off his parking skills.
That's funny, so funny. Man. Yeah. Man, that's a, yeah.
It's a great show. It's so original, and it's just, I love that it's in Spanish. Yeah. They don't care, like, and everybody still loves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always
the whole Spanish and the whole subtitles gives it kind of like a foreign film kind of feel. You know?
But it feels very American. Like,
yeah.
At the same time. Like, mm-hmm. They all think and act like they're American culture-wise.
Yeah.
But also Mexican. Latina. We don't even know Mexican. We don't even know if it's Mexico.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because they're in, I guess, California or United States when he's working.
I'm thinking maybe it could be like San Diego and TJ, something like that. Yeah. You know, yeah.
We were in Killeen, Texas. We were performing at Twice as Funny Lounge.
Comedy Lounge, yeah.
It was a black-owned club. It was huge at that place.
Dude, it looks like it's like ready to fucking take atomic bombs.
When we get there, it looks like we're there to hide from walkers.
Yeah, yeah. it's that far into like the rural areas.
Yeah, there was like when you were showing the video stories of it, I was like, oh my God, this place looks like a deserted bowling alley or something.
Yeah.
You know? You said Roadhouse, right? It looked like Roadhouse. Like nothing happens there.
Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That place took a change. I was talking to somebody that used to be like a regular club, you know, and then like someone got shot and killed right outside. Not outside, but down the street, coming from leaving that place, then it shut down. Then it became a place with hip-hop and country at the same time.
Yeah.
And then the comedy club opened.
Oh, okay.
It's like everybody knows each other in that town.
Shots! Shots! Shots!
Yeah. I was giving a ride to these girls that live in Catalina Island, and they said that the city's only a mile, and there's only one high school, one mall, and everybody knows each other there.
Yeah, that's what Sherm's is from there.
And she was saying it's all Latino, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can't drive a car out there because there's no fucking space. You can only...
like golf carts.
Golf
carts,
yeah. So when you turn 16, they buy a fucking
car. Golf cart.
It's an 8-seater fucking golf cart.
Yeah, what do you do if you have a big family? You just can't have a big family. Huh?
No,
you gotta go on walks.
Yeah, you gotta wear it, yeah. It's like China. You can only have one kid wear a fucking...
On Friday night, they had the funniest guy from the open mic perform. And
gosh, dude.
I was like, what open mic, eh? So he went up there, bro. Like he's like Birdman of over there.
Yeah, yeah. Every town is a Birdman. Yeah, they all have.
That fool goes up there with Shantz, and he has like one long blue sock.
Shantz, yeah.
And a jersey and a hat.
Yeah, dude.
And then they asked me, man, hey, man, look at the funniest guy from the open mic. The promoter the owner wants to put him out to his audience. I said, well, tell him to be clean, bro. Get the fuck off the stage at 5. That's it. Oh. And then we went back, And then later on, I spoke to him and said, oh, man, you know, I have other stuff that's dirty, you know. So just do your 5 minutes and be clean, bro, and get off. Mm-hmm. And I told him like that. And I told him that, Lord, if you have clean 5 minutes, you're going to get a lot of work. He didn't get it, dude.
He didn't want to be clean.
He didn't get it, but he still was clean, though.
His wife was so happy. She was all proud.
She was all proud. But then the next day, he brought some guy that supposedly hooked us up with weed, and that weed was full of thorns, bro. Like
thorns?
Like Jesus thorns, bro.
Jesus thorns?
Jesus crown thorns, bro.
Like, I couldn't make Jesus crown with that weed. Like, if I would have bought a quarter, I could have just wrapped it around my neck and then nailed myself in fucking Killeen, bro.
Bro, what the fuck is up with that?
Bro, I'm breaking up the weed, bro. And like when he gave it to me, bro, is this an acorn? What is this?
An acorn.
It was hard, bro. And then the next day, he brought the dude that brought the weed. He goes, "What do you think of that weed, bro?" Honestly, it was the worst weed I ever had.
Damn, let him know.
Did he cry?
He goes, "Oh, he took his cowboy hat off." Oh, really? He was just like Chingo Bling, bro. He also has Shans.
Was it that black shoes? Guy?
Yeah, and a Texas football jersey and a cowboy hat, bro.
That guy was a character, dude.
Yeah, and then he goes, "Oh man, okay, man, that was not my real stash." Really?
That was not my real stash. This is my real one.
Yeah. Oh man, you got hungry, man? I'm making it up to you guys. You know, I got everything. Before he went to his car, and he came back with I thought he was going to bring a pizza because it was like a Pizza Hut bag, you know, to keep the pizza warm.
Thermal bag.
Yeah.
Thermal bag, but inside that fool had fucking barbecue baked beans, a Tupperware. He had ribs. He had fucking macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
He sells plates, too.
It's a soul food for you.
He don't only sell bad weed, but he sells plates of food for $10. Oh, and he had Viagra, too.
I remember he was telling me.
Yeah, Viagra.
But he was such a character because like, he wasn't even a comedian. He was just like, "Hey, yo, I got everything." He was like doing these moves like a cartoon character.
You know what? Did you ever watch Atlanta?
Yeah.
The Asian guy who rolls up. That one episode, he rolls up and he's like, he's on like a little Segway, not Segway, but one of the little hoverboards that aren't hoverboard. He rolls up into their space and he's like talking about all sorts of hustles he's got. He's a promoter and he does this and he does this. And he's like, "Ha ha ha, let's take a selfie." And it's for some product that he's promoting.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He's everything. And that sounds like what that
That's
guy
what the guy was.
Yeah. The Asian dude.
Yeah, the Asian dude comes up with them. Yeah.
Yeah, man. He had like plates of food.
That's hustle right there.
And that place didn't have a spread for us, right? So all they had for us was fried pickles.
Fried pickles. It was weird. And then
how is it?
Fried. To like salt.
Yeah, it was just salt. Fish. Yeah. And then the border patrol car that was just there the whole time.
There was a border patrol part in the hotel room the whole time. We were there, like, what the fuck for? He never moved there to scare people.
Yeah,
to scare Mexicans away.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, what the fuck is this? That was like a joke or something. Like a prop car. I never seen a border patrol.
I thought somebody cheated his wife.
He was just there the whole time.
But there were no Mexicans over there, man.
No Mexicans?
All Puerto Ricans.
Oh, okay. That's what's Latinos, at least.
Yeah. All Puerto Ricans and Panamanians.
Legal.
They went there for the electricity.
Yeah. I was tripping out. There's a lot of Puerto Ricans out there. I didn't know, man.
That's crazy, bro. Fucking, we spreading everywhere, bro. Latinos everywhere.
Yeah, man. Then we went to Comic-Con. And, man, we saw a lot of characters out there. Oh, I figured out who that guy was. The one that was just like Hank.
Who?
Hank, you know, from
Hank
Hill. He was just like Hank in that video game that Hank plays.
Oh, Propane Man.
Yeah,
Propane Man.
Yeah. They make a character of him. Yeah.
Nobody got it.
Nobody.
That's the worst. Only nobody gets your costume at Comic-Con, huh?
We saw Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's. We didn't
baby
see
baby legs Spawn.
No, no,
so badass
Deadpool.
Deadpool,
yeah.
Oh, baby legs Deadpool.
Spawn.
That's tight.
So funny. Man.
Then we saw these two gorditas, bro, like white chicks that were like in their 50s. They were two broke girls.
Oh yeah,
They could have been Cagney and Lacey too, bro, or Dana Girl and Power Girl, whatever it's called.
Did you?
What's up?
I was gonna tell you.
So what? How many more penises have you seen in your career, Roger?
Fuck, bro. Zero, sizes, man.
Tell
fuck
us.
I've only seen Eric Andre's, bro. So.
Oh, that fucking birthday party?
You know, I saw Jamar Neighbors' dick on Friday in the main room. This fool got butt naked.
Who's Jamar Neighbors?
The comic? Yeah.
Oh, you know, black dude from Roast Battle, right?
Yeah,
Ball, he's right? The wave. He's like, Ball. He's like, yeah, super hip. Yeah, bro. That shit was crazy, bro. So, like, he tells the audience, like, "All right, man, it's late night. If you guys want to leave, you guys can leave." So he goes to the back, and then he comes in like a green like spandex and no t-shirt and a ukulele, right? And then he's like, he does that thing, and he's like, "All right, if you guys want to leave again, you guys can leave. I'm gonna go in the back for a minute." He comes back outside the second time, butt fucking naked. I'm like, what the fuck?
What do people
and
say?
You get him right home?
Bro, nah.
Hey, you want to go to Mulholland Drive, bro?
Bro, the fucking sound guy immediately was like, yo, bro, you can't do that. Like, they shut off the light, and then the manager
for
the
different time,
store,
huh?
Yeah, he was like, you can't do that because we sell liquor here. You can't be naked. It's like same rules as a strip club, like, you know. And he was like, oh, my bad. And then he got dressed again. He goes, oh, I didn't mean to do it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Because that place is all corporate now.
Yeah, super corporate. It was hilarious, bro. It was fucking hilarious. Like, yeah. Funny.
Yeah. What did he do it for? For the laughs?
Yeah, just for the laughs. Just like he was doing the late, like the last spot on the at the store. So he was doing an hour. So like halfway through the hour, he was like, all right, I'm going to get butt naked. And there was not that many people in
the
main
OR?
Room. No, the main room.
Oh, the main room.
Yeah. There was like people scattered around the main room. It was crazy.
I still remember when the comedy store was dead. Like nobody was there. Like when it, like it's not like what it is now, you know. But damn,
I will go to the main room because there was nobody there and just play the piano, bro, in the dark.
That's scary. Yeah.
All fucking beamed up too.
Oh, yo, beamed up.
I thought it's Andy Kaufman. He wanted a bump, bro. So calm down. You're really crazy.
Did you ever?
Have you done Kill Tony?
Yeah, I did it 3 times. Like my 10th time on stage, I did Kill Tony.
You did the actual stand up?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How'd it go?
It went well. My first, my 10th set, it went well. It was I forget what I was talking about, man. But it was cool, man. Doug Benson gave me like, you know, a fist bump and
a joint.
Are you sure?
Nah.
I'm sure he was looking at you with that eye.
Nah.
Hey, you grew up in South LA?
West LA. Like the shitty part of Culver City, I like to say.
Was it pretty gangster?
Yeah, outside my building, like none of the Crips lived. I lived in a Crip neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And none of them lived in my building, but they chose the front of my building as headquarters.
Oh, fuck.
So there was just like at least like 5 Crips all fucking day in front of my building.
Damn.
They didn't live there?
No, none of them lived
Nobody
there.
Nobody kicked them out or called the cops?
No. Nah, well, we used to have a manager that lived in the biggest apartment, like number
Toby
one.
Toby Hicks.
Bro, when I was like, I was playing Nintendo with the manager's kids. We're all like 12 years old, right? Bro, then I hear like the my homie's mom and then their dad like go outside. And then having I go sex. Outside. Nah, bro. The mom's trying to get the dad not to go fight the Crips outside.
Was he a paisa?
No, it was a black dude. Oh. So just, you know, and then I saw, like, at 12 years old, I saw the manager at my building,
get
like, fight.
The fuck out.
Yeah, he got his shit kicked by one of the Crips. It was, like, a legit fight.
So La Cienega Heights.
La Cienega Heights, exactly. Yeah.
Somebody commented that?
Yeah, Alex DeLarge.
Oh, yeah. Is he the Crips? Is that that got beat up? Oh, no. Oh, Alex DeLarge.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. La Cienega Heights. Yeah.
What's up, food? This weekend, I'm in Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club, August 9th through 11th. Shout out to Captain Brian. I'll be there with Johnny and Martin Rizzo. San Jose, California. San Jose Improv, August 16th to the 18th. I'll be there with Johnny Rizzo and Rachel Wolfson.
Oh, also Riverside.
Oh, yeah. August 13th is Riverside.
August 13th, Riverside Show in Spanish.
Why didn't I
put that? McAllen, Texas. I'm performing at the Performing Arts Center August 23rd. Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock Memorial Civic Center, August 24th. Philadelphia, PA. Helium Comedy Club, August 30th to September 1st. You have shows coming up?
I got a show September 10th at the Bang Bang Room in downtown LA. Ooh. And then my homie runs like the best open mic on Saturdays. It's a Behind the Food for Less on Venice and Western called Garage Mic.
It's at a garage, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the hood.
Yeah, in the hood. Like almost South Central. Like,
yeah.
It's open mic? We're at?
Yeah, it's behind in the alley behind the Food for Less on Venice and Western,
right there. Yeah, by like kind of like by the 10th Freeway.
Sounds
yeah,
like right by place the, you're gonna get whacked.
Yeah.
Oh, bro,
the alley behind the Food for Less.
Bro, I did a show there at a VFW, in that area, or a fucking.
It's a sketchy ass area. Like every open mic, there's always a cholo like that rolls by. He's like, hey, where y'all from? And then we all have to be like, we're comedians. We're doing stand up. And then they're like, oh, all right, this is so-and-so hood. And then they just drive off.
They make sure, huh?
When I was living in downtown right there on Boylston, I didn't know you then, but it was on Boylston and Temple Street. And there used to be a lot of guys there from Diamond Street. But I didn't know who Diamond Street was.
I was eating a torta one time
at a bakery. And then some, like, this 22-year-old cholo or 21-year-old cholo like straight up cholo, bro. Like bald head, pants were up high, white T-shirt. He just stands there in front of the fucking bakery, mad dogging everybody.
Damn, that's what cholos do.
Just stood in there, bro, mad dogging everybody. And I said to myself, if I ever fall off the wagon, I guess I'll buy drugs from that guy. That's the first thing that came to my mind, dog.
Oh, my God.
If I ever fall off the wagon, I'm going to buy drugs That's from him. Guy. And I ended up buying drugs from him and his older brother.
No way. Shit.
That dude and his brother.
He was waiting for you to fall off the wagon.
I never seen somebody more so much hatred. To paisas, bro.
You hated paisas?
They hated them, bro. Like, they hated them. They were in the neighborhood. They hated that they were there speaking Spanish. Like, dude, one time I was talking to the older brother, and he goes, hold on, homie. And he just mad dogs that paisa and his family. And he goes, and he turns around, and that fool stomps his foot in front of him like he's a rabbit, bro.
No Spanish.
No, he stomped his foot. Get away. Like, he stomped his foot, bro. That's a gangster ass shit right there, bro.
Yeah.
Like the guy was mad dog, he was mad dogging the other guy, and the guy mad dogged him back, and that fool stomped his foot. He goes, what's up, homie? Chicanos, homie.
Okay, no, it's not
like we stole like that, bro. Straight up Chicanos.
That's crazy.
I'm a Chicano, bro.
Bro, we're all the same.
But now, bro, that fool's hardcore, dog.
Back then, probably not, but.
Yeah, but it was like, 2004, 2003.
Yeah, but everybody will end up hating it. You know,
but dude,
I've never seen it like that.
You know, like
there's gonna be hate.
But that fool, but straight up, like I'm pretty sure this fool like was taxing anybody with a side business in that area.
Yeah, and taco truck or a fucking.
Well, anyway, so that fool go in there, bro, and then like, not only would they hang out right there, but at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, there'll be like 10 of them at a bus stop, and every time the bus stop, they'll be like, they'll go in there, bro. And look around and come out of the other side of the bus.
The cholos?
Yeah, looking for enemies.
Yeah, I remember watching that video of like that crazy gang meeting in Hollenbeck Park when like all the gangs met up. You ever see that?
Which one?
Like it was a video where, like in Hollenbeck Park, all these gangs met up, like all these Latino gangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like fucking. It was like the Mexican fucking warriors. They all fucking met up there. That was a crazy video, dude. Yeah, like, nothing but bald heads.
Damn. I was like, damn.
I remember my high school, dude, my prom. We went to an after party, and it got stopped because guys pulled out guns and started shooting in the air. This was in Atlanta.
Were they in your high school, or they were
for other people? Because the continuation high school I went to was so ghetto.
That's went to continuation school.
Yeah, that's where they sent all the bad kids. You remember,
I do remember that. It was they had, the space next to the high school.
Yeah.
It was continuation
school. Remember regular high school, all the bad kids, like the cholos or the girl that got pregnant, they disappeared, and I'd be like, what happened to them? And so, that's where they all went, bro.
That's funny. Outside of California, I don't think it's called continuation school, and it's not. I think it's just like adult high school.
Uh-huh.
They don't call it continuation. I didn't know what that was when I first moved here, and there aren't that many of them in other places. But there's a lot here.
Yeah,
here in California, when I was growing up, like if you were pregnant, there was like a little special high school.
That's where these. Yeah,
that's where
the welfare office.
We had one in Dayton. It was like a vocational school.
Like these pregnant chicks were taught prenatal care, and they were taught how to get funds and how to apply for WIC and education.
Yeah,
I don't even know if they have that.
Dude,
I remember dropping off my lady. They're like a loser, bro. A stolen car.
A stolen car?
No way.
Yeah, I knew the
guy. Tyrese and Baby Boy?
I knew the guy named Pepino, and he loaned me his car. But it was probably stolen, bro. But I would borrow his stolen car and then take her to school and then pick her ass up.
With the stolen car?
It was like she was there. She was 17, but she was there with like a 12-year-old. 13-year-old, 14-year-old girls are pregnant, dog.
Dude. So it's like, must be like almost the same because my high school, dude, that's where all the pregnant chicks went. And I remember, dude, it was so ghetto that like cholos from other schools would jump the fence and fuck people up and then leave. Like they wouldn't go to that school. They just like jump and then like left. Yeah, my high school is crazy. But like it was cool because like we got like field trips to the opera. So it'd be a whole bunch of like cholos at the opera. It was cool.
How come you went?
I just ditched school and I just fucking.
So you were? Is it once you turn 18 you have to go there?
No,
or
no. Once you could be younger, but it's just
you got expelled out of the other school, or you failed
out?
I
was so way behind that the only way to catch up was to go in, because there you'd get credits like super quick. You know, you have a
elective credit for showing up, signing your name.
I remember we got half elective credits for like dressing up for Halloween, and there'd be people that didn't do it. And people that didn't do it, like, I don't care, bro.
I will be here forever, bro.
More than a class appreciation class. Like, we want to hear music? I appreciate that. They give you an A. They give you an A in that class if you keep your shoes on.
Yeah.
They should just give for you reals. A gimme for high school.
Like they're like in ninth grade, but they're still holding hands.
Yeah.
When they go to lunch.
No way.
My friend Lawrence Moore was in a class like that. And that fool, like, every time I look in the hallway, he was being chased by the teacher to go back in the class.
Oh, yeah?
And he used to hang around with some girls. I mentioned him before. He used to hang around with an Armenian Russian chick with little arms. What? And he goes, shout out to my homie right here, Army. she used to call that. He used to call her a man at arms.
Man at arms. For He-Man. Man at arms
for He-Man.
Oh, yeah?
She used to walk like this, bro, like a little typewriter.
Were they? Why were they small? Just because they were like.
She just had T-Rex arms.
Oh. Like
might have been a thalidomide baby.
She'll do her homework laying down.
Like Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Shout out to Octavio Garcia. What's up, fool? Shout out to Alec DeLarge, Sal Mander, Frank Garcia over there jerking off watching a podcast. James Medellin, Kilroy was here. They're come on, bro. You're 1950 here? You just went and watching one documentary about World War II, bro.
He's all smart now.
He's all smart, eh? He read one book.
I remember the liquor store that everybody went to around my area was in East LA at Duke's Liquor. Did you ever go?
Yeah.
On City Terrace, because they never carded. To this day, they still don't card. And everybody would go there, and it was like these Asian owners that owned the liquor store, and we would always go there before
parties.
When
I was a kid, everybody sold liquor, brought to kids.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Cigarettes. Lisa said you needed a note.
Yeah, we took notes from not from my mom, but my friend's mom smoked. And she would give us a note to go down to the Keyhole, which was this place in Dayton.
The Keyhole. The
Keyhole. And we used to steal Lemonhead candies from all the time because they're right there by when you're checking out. And they can't see those at all. They had no cameras. But they would accept a note. Please sell my daughter whatever, a pack of whatever she smoked. That's... And then they would give it to us.
Damn.
And it was signed.
Shit. Every Friday, I would go to Murillo's Market. And buy a 40-ouncer and go with my baby mama before she went with my baby mama to Hollywood Park. And do the dirty deed while perverts watched us.
What the fuck, bro?
One time we were just chilling right there, bro. And there was like this dude behind us with a hand in his pocket, bro. I said, he's going to shoot us?
He might if you get close enough.
Dude, Hollywood Park has a lot of perverts, bro. Damn. I remember walking one time. We were walking with my cousins. And we just left the park to go buy like a ice cream across the street. And then we saw this man jerking off watching us. Like we passed by him, and he didn't pull it away, bro. He was jerking off. That's a trap, bro, to see if you want to go into the car.
Yeah. See if you like it. See, that's what he was trying to do to you, bro.
Yeah. Bro, that shit is creepy.
I don't think there's one kid who's going to pass by and go, I want to go in there.
I know, I
will. Hell no.
Maybe a cheeseburger.
It's not enticing. Yeah, you need to have something else.
Maybe a cheeseburger?
Fucking Happy Meal.
It has to be a fresh cheeseburger, like a Whopper.
Oh, the Impossible Whopper, they probably, yeah. This guy's progressive.
So what have been the toughest part about being a young comic?
Getting dicks pulled out.
Getting better, you know. Just definitely going from like sucking the first year to like keeping telling. Just keep
You're
on doing
kidding
it
about that part, bro. The sucking part.
Yeah. Oh no! But yeah, that was the main part. And then now it's like a lot of open mics are like fucking over 70%. You got to pay for them.
Damn,
and then
crazy.
When I started, it was like fucking 70%. You didn't have to pay for them.
Yeah.
So it just makes it harder to like keep hitting like a lot of spots in a day.
You'd be spending money going. Yeah,
yeah. It costs
when you
too
started,
much.
You did open mics, right?
Yeah.
You still do them?
Time to time, you know.
Do you think there's people when you started or people when you started like who are doing open mic who are doing comedy already longer than you, but they're still living the open mic life?
Dude, there's a lot of those people.
How'd you get out? Yeah. I know I got out because my friends who were doing open mic with me got out first. I saw success right away because I remember. I was going to open mics, and then I would stop seeing people. Like, I stopped seeing Jamie Kennedy, and he was blowing up
yeah,
hard. How? What makes a person you think stay there? Not seeing success or
not knowing,
or not knowing, or afraid to leave the big, their little area where they're the funniest.
Not knowing how the business side of comedy works. Not knowing how to message bookers or what's it called?
How to hustle.
How to hustle, yeah, you know? The and they just aspect. Stick there. And there's people that become superstars in the open mic scene. I've seen it, you know? Like, they get fucking... People applaud them. They're like, this guy's the best open micer. And like, that's what happens.
I don't want that title, bro.
Well, I think what happens there, well, they might not have a gig to go to, but this is their gig. It's their regular gig then. That's what it becomes. And then you see those guys who've been doing it for 10, 15 years. And they even if they're not at the open mic, they're at a bar, which is a workout room. And they're trying to kill with that material that they've been doing for 10, 15
years. And the thing is, you can't
instead of trying a new one.
And you can't get fired from comedy. It's not like, if your numbers are low, whatever, you can still be part of the scene, you know? Like, you'll be like going to like a hang out at a bar, at a comedy show, and you still feel like you're part of the scene, you know?
But that's another mistake, though, that people make is they feel, if they're hanging out, they feel like they're doing something.
That's a big mistake.
And they're not working.
Joe Barone and Lisa Ann.
There are a lot of those guys and girls hanging out, and they're just hanging out. And then at the end of the night, did you go up tonight? You know?
I don't understand. Yeah. Like, I was your comedian hanging out on my show. Bro, you should be at an open mic. Yeah. You shouldn't be here hanging out, bro. You're going to get nothing from me.
Yeah, that's why everyone else.
You're going to give me a ride home.
I would see a lot of people hanging out, like, at the comedy, so never go up. Mm-hmm. And as opposed to, like, exploring, you know, like,
they know who's funny.
Yeah.
It's like, I definitely go to the comedy store only really after I've already done stand-up.
Potluck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've gone for potluck. I was there 2 days ago for potluck.
So you'll go to hang out after you've hit some open mics.
Yeah, that way
right?
I feel
after
better.
Hit some places.
I feel way better about it.
That way, today when shout out to Flacco, happy birthday, Flacco.
Hey, happy birthday,
the big 4-0,
the big
4-0.
No,
that fool was 50 when I met him.
He's defied the odds in life,
fool
though.
Lived with that little iron heart.
Dude.
Somebody should unplug him. No.
He has a pacemaker.
He has everything, bro.
Fuck.
He has to charge it up every hour.
He's a robot from Westworld.
Yeah. You give him a 9-volt battery, he dies, bro. But that fool posted a post today morning. He said that, hey, man, I'm going to get back into it now, man. For all you guys who never booked me, man, continue not booking me, eh? And I wrote like this, bro, forget it. What you should do, bro, is go to the comedy store, go to the potluck, and get to know other people. Stay out of the small pond you're in. Because if you get fucking, you know, if you complain about they're not booking, you gotta leave.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Leave. Comedy. Leave that area. Nobody's gonna book you no more. Leave that scene. Start another scene.
The scene's bigger than ever, man. Like for me, I remember
if you felt like nobody's gonna book you, you would have quit. Huh?
I do my own. Yeah. But like I remember like for a while, I feel like I burned myself out from doing because I used to do like fucking 4 open mics a night. And sometimes I would wait like 3 hours and only 3 people would be there. So I was like, you know what?
You were getting drunk too at open mics.
Yeah, I was getting drunk.
Fucking cigarettes.
Yeah, smoking. Oh my, that was like the worst era. I was like Chubby Rizzo.
You had a puffy ass face, bro. You look like that little dude they killed.
Oh, Pirata Culiacan?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I look like him, yeah. Like talking shit about other comedians.
Pirata de San Gabriel.
Pirata de San Gabriel.
Yeah, so Flacco, I know what you're saying, though, but you're right. He should leave because he's a one-man. His job is him. It's not who he's around there. He can take that talent
somewhere
else.
A lot of people, who are not as unhealthy as Flacco, feel that way. Like, oh, nobody's booking me. Bro, nobody's booking you because you're not out there. Nobody knows who you are. They only know you past the 605.
I always tell people, dude, there's so many opportunities. You do videos, do a podcast.
Like, if I would have only stood at Montebello Wild Coyotes and not going to the Laugh Factory or the Comedy Store, I would have never met Paul Rodriguez, and I would have never met Russell Peters, and I would have never got in touch with Angela Johnson.
Yeah.
See, that's why those fools got to go out there. Nobody's taking you on the road because you don't know nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like even George, when George came out of prison, he was like, I'm doing this a different way this time. And he went to the comedy store. And he had never hung out at the comedy store before.
No.
And then he became part of that crowd. And it was like, I don't need those bar rooms as my only form of spots or whatever. And now he's like, podcast.
And people said, well, I can't do that. Well, you're good, bro. That's where the job in the daytime.
Yeah.
And he fucking puts gas and he fucking drives over there, does the pocket, and comes back. What's your excuse?
You're a brand, for real. Man. You're a brand. You got to like.
Bro,
do
stop.
Everything can,
it's like I said another this podcast I was on, man. It's like this, bro. There's already a lot of comedians out here, man. It's like when John F. Kennedy, you know, what can you do for comedy, bro? That comedy can't do for you.
Yeah.
What do you bring?
Comedy's gonna do nothing.
Nothing.
For you. Comedy will always do nothing.
Ask not what comedy can do for you, but what you can do for comedy.
Yeah.
Because comedy, they're going to help you, bro. You're going to be funny. You got to put in the work.
You got to do everything you can to, like, stand out, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I started my podcast and shit like that. You know, just
first of all, man, you can start by doing this. When you plug a show, don't put it in all caps. Only idiots do that.
Yeah. Rudy, oh, shit.
That sounds like desperateness.
It sounds like desperation, and then doing all your posts in a 5-minute period.
And also, man, don't put everybody in a flyer. Nobody needs to see everybody in a flyer. Put their names only.
Are we talking about the Godfather?
Like, I see a flyer, bro. They have people I've never seen before. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I see Comedy Central, but I know this guy never been on Comedy Central. The fan knows.
Yeah.
They're going to look up these people and go, wait a minute. Okay, he's never been on shit. Now, why is his face on the photo?
Now you can look up on Google. Mm-hmm. Now, like before, you know, you can fucking lie. Yeah.
But some people just get happy to be on the flyer, right?
Yeah.
I know I did.
I remember when I first made it on a flyer. I was like, fuck, dude, this is it. I'm going to show my high school friends.
I showed my mom my first flyer because the dude printed it out. And then I was like, Mom, look. I was like a year into comedy. He was like, yo, check this out.
Ese señor me enseñó mi pito. Shout out to Octavio Garcia for telling the truth.
Oh, Chicago, oh, yeah. Man. Murder. That was fun, dude. Oh, I wasn't there, but I was there the other time when it was cold as fuck, dude.
Why does my dude look the lead actor from Apocalipto? Because that's a stunt double. He was a little baby that was inside that tunnel.
I was the one getting carried around the whole movie.
Yeah. Him and his mom killed a monkey.
Is that
you got shows coming up, Lisa?
I got no shows.
You do later on tonight.
Naples?
You're doing porno now, right?
Oh, no, I'm not doing
porno. Don't you and your lady both do porno?
No, we film ourselves sometimes.
He's all
red. Wait, what?
We film ourselves to see if we do good, you know?
Michael Scott.
Watch like game tape? Like you're a basketball player or something? Yeah. Watching your game? We're
on the, it's like so you look at the video and go, like, she points at one of them, you had a lint on your ball. Maybe next time take it off.
It's like, actually, when you should put your leg inside instead of outside. Yeah. That would be better next
you know, if you stand like that, you're sweatless.
Wait, you're serious? You watch it see how your game was?
No,
see how it was?
Couples do that. They film themselves.
They do. Well, to watch like that, though? To critique?
No, just to be like, this was a good time, huh?
Memoria.
Memories, yeah. Exactly, man.
So let's say you break up tomorrow. What happens to those videos?
Blackmail.
You have them all or she has them all?
I have them all.
Those videos, bro, you should take them out. You should put them on the bottom of your phone because every time you show a photo, I can see.
You can see it?
No, you can see it. Like, show me something. Every time you show the photo, I don't even see the photo, but it's there.
I saw skin.
What if Johnny finds it, bro?
Oh, shit.
You start wearing your clothes more, bro.
This is the new denim jacket I bought. Like, the old one, it was all torn up already. I'm not going to fucking keep it. Yeah.
Johnny looks weird, bro. When I was watching him on stage.
When
I was watching him on stage, he was standing still with his legs together. He looked like an exclamation point, bro. Like a little puff of like a little bat.
Yeah.
Like he had little skinny legs, bro. Like mermaid legs almost.
Mermaid
legs. Like a shark standing up.
He has the legs of somebody who used to be big.
Yes. That's what it is. Like big boy.
Yeah.
Like he stands, like he's waiting. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about the knees going in, I heard that's when you were a kid, the way you used to sit.
Okay, here we go. Fans.
La Sirena. Oh, you're La Sirena. Remember the video?
They talked about it before you got here.
The video we went viral, right, already?
Yeah. That was
how much do they have? 200,000?
I think it's got like 150,000. And then I know another page shared it.
I think altogether it has like over 200.
It was so simple to shoot. It was just and people just liked it.
It was very. I was saying it was very creative. Like even the lid from the water bottle as your monocle.
The more low budget it looked like, the funnier it was.
Yeah, that's creative. The ironing board.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
That was good, man. Yeah, do another one.
We went to a badass vegan restaurant in Killeen. It's called
California Cravings.
California Cravings. If you look if you're in that area by Fort Hood, they got some.
I'm so surprised.
Queso fresco
vegan.
That was vegan.
That's
cool. Tamal was delicious, right?
It was so California. They were playing Debbie Deb there.
Were they from California?
No. No, right?
No, no, not in the other California.
This fool had ordered. Street style fries with
elote fries.
Elote fries.
Yeah, it was good. But it's funny.
I just saw a recipe for some elote fries. And I was like, I'm gonna make this at home and veganize it.
Just corn with fries.
It's like the elote corn, like the corn in a cup. How they make it in Texas, where it's not on the cup.
Yeah, yeah.
On the fries. And then you pour it on the fries.
Oh, that's good.
I would eat that on top of a steak if I was eating steak.
It was good, dude.
I'm putting it on top of fries, and you're going to eat it. You're going to have it.
Trying to broke it like Gargamel with polio.
With polio.
What's your Instagram? Follow you.
Yo, you guys follow me at Roger Lopez Comedy on Instagram. Yeah. And I have a podcast name called Roger That. You guys can go on YouTube and check that out.
That's a good name.
Yeah, thank you.
How long have you been doing that one?
I've been doing it for like 3 months now. That's good. Yeah, so
it's talking, or you have guests?
No, I have guests. Yeah, I have like this whole like creative group we call Channel 310, and I have like some of them on to like talk with me. That way, it's just not me talking boringly. Yeah. But sometimes I'll do like a solo episode. Like I did a solo one on my way to George Perez's stories, his podcast.
Oh, cool.
So I did like a before I went to the podcast and then after when I was fucked up.
Oh, shit.
I parked my dad's car. I fucking walked back to the crib. I was like fucked up talking into my phone. It was like 5 minutes. It just me being like, ugh, that shit was so badass.
Did you go to the strip club with them?
No. We used fucking, like we used to drink, smoke. It was cool.
Oh, yeah, man.
What a time to be 25.
I know.
I know. Can you imagine being 20? Well, you were kind of in the scene, but I don't think the scene was.
I was sober when I first started doing stand-up comedy for the 10 years. Then I fell off.
But like just being able to party and.
But when I first started.
Well, you fell off the wagon, but you had already gotten on back
when
in
I started. When I started doing stand-up comedy, I found that there were no drugs. I never saw anyone get high. I never saw coke. I never seen anything.
Yeah.
And once I started smoking weed, bro, wolves came out everywhere. I realized, well, half of my friends smoked weed.
Yeah.
They never smoked it around me. They never smelled like weed, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
And then I started doing coke, fucking cocodrilos over here.
Cocodrilos.
Calling at 4 a.m. Who's up?
What?
Yeah, bro. I remember hanging out at the Wild Coyotes in my downtime. We fucking... We hooked up in the side. Me, George Perez, and other fools, bro. Damn, bro. I smoked Primos, dog. Cocoa Puffs.
That's what they call Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, man. It's so, like 3 of them, and we did bumps.
Ugh, and we didn't dead after one.
Yeah, man. I was done, bro. Yeah,
fucking wrecked.
Yeah, and I slept for two. I didn't sleep for another 2 days. Because I'm the kind of guy that wants the party continue, you know?
Yeah.
I can't have just one beer and sit down, bro. How about everybody send me one beer? Like, when have I ever had one beer?
That's why I don't drink, because I know people.
I try to pick up at clubs.
Like. I understand how people can just drink to taste the alcohol.
See, that's
how
I drink. Good.
Me, I gotta get. I want to get fucked up. You know,
really? I've been getting fucked up.
Yeah. I just started drinking.
Yeah. Me, I just want, like, if I start drinking, like, if I'm gonna start drinking. And then I'm gonna go to smoking cigarettes and then looking for coke right away.
I want to pass out when I drink. That's my whole goal when I drink.
Bro, I've been blacking out recently.
Yeah. Oh my God. You've been blacking out recently?
With that guy?
Nah. No, I just been drinking tequila, man. I drink mostly like Steel Reserve 211. So, like, changing over. No, it's the Steel Reserve.
Just
kicking
Cobra, bro. Kill yourself.
Nah. Be careful, though, because some alcohols affect you differently. Tequila with Felipe becomes a whole different person.
Yeah, it
like,
makes.
It's different than
out.
Like beer or.
I don't even know who I am, bro.
Wine. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's a whole different drunk.
I never. Like when you say when you're around, like you saw people doing cocaine. The only drug I saw was like, I remember when my cousin dropped the crystal meth in front of the whole family at a gathering.
What?
He picked it up and then real quick, like, what was that? We were like asking him for like 10 minutes. It wasn't nothing.
The intervention right there.
Yeah,
Escante Warrior.
Yeah, Escante Warrior. That's what they, dude, my cousin, dude, in high school, we were so bad. I remember like we used to ditch school. Then we'd go to the river, the fucking wash. I remember they were tagging the walls one time. By the wash, and like there's these apartment complexes across the street, and like this guy was like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" He called the cops. We all ran, and we're in class, and we hear like the principal call my cousin because he left his fucking backpack with his fucking textbook. It said his name. Fucking that's how they got him, bro.
This is the one who dropped the meth.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the same girl dating that old lady.
Yeah, yeah, the one that went to the show.
The one that took out your mom's van.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, dude, we got caught.
You need the podcast.
I know.
It's all part of the scene, bro. Taking up someone's car.
Yeah.
Dude, we got caught shoplifting at Target one time.
Stealing what?
Damn. CD players? A tech decks? A little finger skateboard?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, we went to the same spot for 3 days in a row. It's like, fuck, it's so easy, man.
I know, man. They shut on. That's how I got caught.
Because they see you coming back. So we're
these guys, the people are stupid. I'm going to take everything next time.
So this was like summer.
They're going, these guys are stupid. They're coming back.
This was summer. Same clothes.
So it was summer school.
Talking to the same people.
It was summer school before before freshman year. So like I remember, like we were just ditching summer school, and we're like
ditching summer school.
Yeah,
it's your second chance.
So the third day,
a genius.
So the third day, we're walking out of Target. We're like we got out already. It was fucking so easy. And this guy regularly close to us, who walk back into like a little office, and the guy's like, "All right, guys, we saw you. Just admit what's going on. Like who." You have the backpack. It was my cousin who had the backpack. We were just stuffing everything inside his backpack. Like, just tell us. We have a camera. And I was like, just tell him the truth, agent. Just tell him the truth. I was scared, man. I don't... Dude, they made fun of me the whole time. So they let us go because he had the backpack. And we're waiting outside Target. Like, oh, they're gonna let him go because they let us go. We're out there for like 20 minutes, and we see my aunt driving in a car. Like, and I fucking run into the bushes. So I go home, right? And I'm like, my mom's upstairs, and like it was me and my cousin were usually come after school. So I'm like just downstairs, like twiddling my thumbs, like fucking all scared. And my mom's like, "Hey, ¿dónde está Adrián? He'll be here." And then like she came down again like in 20 minutes. "Where's Adrián now? Oh, he'll be here." Dude, an hour. Like, what's going on? And I just broke down. My mom. I told her what happened. Because my aunt after called her, and then, dude, fucking, it was crazy.
Jeez, Leo.
But the day after that, everybody at school was like, just tell him the truth. Just tell him the
truth. Hashtag, just tell him the truth. The truth.
Because, I mean.
Officer, talk to you for a minute.
If we were to confess, could they have, like, done something still?
How much did you steal? How much was it worth?
30 bucks?
Probably like 50 bucks.
See, that's the thing about Felipe. He knows all the rules about what they can prosecute you for.
Probably what you can get away with. Take one.
Right? You don't take the whole three pack. You take the one. Because you cannot get, like, taken to jail. They might call your mom.
Yeah.
But you can give a fake number. Like, he knows that racket, too, and all that. But.
I was scared. Know. After that, I fucking didn't do bad shit anymore. I remember because I did so much that they couldn't give me credit in class. And I was like, I told lady, let me just be in here. I'll do the work for free. I don't give a fuck. I'm just scared. I'm just scared to be out there. And I didn't get any credit I did my homework. I didn't get any credit. I just wanted to be in there. I was so scared.
It's your self-imposed in-school suspension.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And after that, I just didn't do bad stuff anymore.
So your brother, your brother continued to commit crimes?
After that, remember he stabbed
your cousin,
somebody?
I mean.
Yeah. He stabbed somebody, then he went to like a...
He said you're 6'9", ratting on everybody.
he said your cousin stabbed somebody? He's talking 6'9".
He poked somebody, then he went to another independent
talkie
studies.
Taki 6'9". Didn't you do the Taki 6'9"?
Yeah, Tataki 6'9".
Yeah, Tataki, yeah.
Martin A.K. Yeah, man, that school was ghetto, dude.
What school?
Alhambra was a lot of Asian gangsters, a lot of fucking Mexican gangsters, dude. It was crazy.
Damn.
I remember, like, there was, like, this day. It was, what was it? June 6th of 2006. It was because it was 666. There's, like, flyers going around where trolls are making and punk rockers. We're going to fuck up all the emos this day. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, the whole thing, 666, was they're going to fuck up all the emos. Like,
fuck you, rockers.
Yeah.
What's up, rockers?
You in it, huh?
That people say I'm the main character.
What's up? So you got shows coming up, Pooh?
Naples.
That's it?
San Jose. That's right. Riverside.
I don't have any shows. Sorry, I'm dealing with business here.
We're going to see Rodrigo after he came out of jail.
What's up, Pooh? Shout out to Rodrigo Torres. Had a baby. Go watch my show. Well, congrats. The show that I'm on, Hentified, I'm going to be on in
what months. Out?
Whenever it comes out.
Whenever it comes out.
I don't think they just said fall, so I don't know.
Tell them the truth, bro.
Truth, bro. Tell them the truth.
I was scared, man.
That's funny, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I remember once I was stealing Yu-Gi-Oh cards with the homies like from my neighborhood at the Toys R Us. Dude. So, like, we would, like, all grab a pack, and then we'd all be like, all right, disperse. So we'd be dispersed in the Toys R Us, right? Just be taking that shit. So I didn't see the homies after I, already took it. And so I go outside of the Toys R Us, And I see three of them getting like talked to by the security.
You ran.
And then I was about to say what's up, like a dumbass. But then one of my homies, he waved me to like, just go. And I just fucking met him back at the crib. I got lucky.
I remember I was when I worked at Riddle Shack, I think I'm one of the reasons why they went out of business because everybody used to steal their
Let's be realistic here. That's the name of the brands.
Yeah, and everybody used to steal from Radio Shack. It was crazy.
That was the best. That's where everybody started their DJ equipment. Dude,
I remember. I remember it was one time this one guy stole a fucking laptop in front of everybody. What? This guy was weird. He went in there. He kept like looking around, and I thought it was just like on drugs. And he kept asking to look at this laptop. I kept handling this laptop like three times. And when the last time you grabbed the laptop and he was looking like this to the sides, he was like this? I was like, this guy's weird. And then he just fucking went like this and he started running out the door. I chased after him for some reason. I don't know why I fucking steal from this place. And then he ran away. What's it called? But yeah, that was crazy.
Hey man, when you get caught shoplifting, then they're finally there, man. And then, when you see your aunt, you know it's on, huh?
I do. It's
good. You're going to tell your mom already, huh?
Yeah.
That's a great thing about I never hung out with my cousins when I was a kid. So I never had that. Stuff? Yeah, I never had that that built-in snitch or whatever, or that ability to, or you know, your aunt finds out something and it's going to tell your mom.
Yeah.
Like, I never had that experience.
Like, imagine before phones, like, it would take a long time for that shit to get around.
Yeah, nobody ever told my mom anything.
Bro, in Mexico City, all my cousins were over there. So when I was 12, I went my first time, and then
Javier right here, right?
That's my dad's name, actually.
Yeah,
is he from Mexico?
My dad's from Oaxaca, and my mom's from Mexico City.
All
right. So, did he grow up rich?
Oh hell no! Okay. Oh,
I didn't know. No, because there's a guy that was his exchange student that lived with him.
We had an exchange student from Mexico City living with us in the projects, bro.
Fuck.
That fool's rich, bro.
He was rich.
My brother ended up living in a nice paddy. Came to live with us in the projects.
Still.
Yeah, man.
We got to wrap up.
What's up, fool? You got shows coming up, right?
Yeah, the Bang Bang Room, September 10th. I'm doing this other show in this Wednesday. Or just check my Instagram. It'll be on there.
You have your Instagram, fool?
Comic Martin Rizzo. Check out our video, Loteria in Real Life. And yeah, man.
Cool.
Yeah,
podcast.
Man.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? Shout out to Rodrigo Torres and his son, Tomas.
Tomasito. Hey,
shout out,
and Roxanne.
Man.